Please welcome Richard Gustafson.
I met Becky when I was 15 years old. She was wild and whip smart and beautiful, everything I ever wanted in a girl. And we dated when we were kids and later on in college. And then after college, during the summer, she moved back to Minnesota, and we dated again right before she went to the Peace Corps. Timing was never in our favor. 2 years later, I get a call from her, and she's back from Africa, and she's in Seattle. She says, hey, you want to come out and see me? Definitely. So I get on the plane, and on the ride there, I'm fantasizing about saying and doing all the right things, getting back together, and having some great sex this week. Yeah. In actuality, we spent the first couple of days sort of feeling each other out, getting caught up. 2 years is a long time. And I told myself, you know what, I'm playing this slow. I really, really liked her, and I didn't want to fuck it up. However, time was running out. It was my last night. And if I was going to make any kind of move at all, profess my undying love to her, I had tonight to do it. So she and I, we took our little dog, Tasha, and we walked down the street. She brought it back from Africa, actually. And we go out for a little dinner. We go to this bistro, and we tie the dog up outside, and... It's really funny, don't you? So anyway, tie the dog up, and we have a great dinner, very romantic, little candlelight, wine, the whole trip. Afterwards, we get the dog, and we're walking down the street, and, dry, hungover. So we're going down the street, and we're holding hands, and we've had great conversation, we've had a couple of bottles of wine, and I'm planning my next move for when we get home. And up ahead in the road, we see this red and white blob. And we get up closer to it, and we realize it's a cat. It's a dead cat. And I go up to the house. It's in somebody's boulevard in their lawn. I go up to the house, and I ring the bell, and this woman comes to the door. And I said, look, I am really sorry to be the one to tell you this, but your cat is dead. And she said, you know, it's not my cat, and I called all the neighbors, and no one's claiming it. I called the ASPCA, the Humane Society. Now, it's Sunday night, 10 o'clock, 4th of July weekend. They're understaffed. It'll have to wait until the morning. At that moment, the cat pops up, lurches down the sidewalk, falls over again, and starts screaming. And I look at Becky, and I look at the woman, and I said, I think it's pretty clear what we have to do here. And she said, yeah, you know, my husband tried, but he really wasn't able to. And she nods to the shovel leaning against a tree. Without a thought, I said, look, get an old towel. She runs inside. Becky looks at me and she says, look, I'll do it. Now, I know Becky has performed some pretty gruesome tasks in Zaire. Apart from eating a wide variety of bugs on a daily basis, she had to kill Tasha's own puppies to keep her neighbors from eating them.
Aww.
That's how I felt. And, you know, she was a tough girl, but the last thing I want to do is watch this woman that I really dig kill a cat. I'll do it. It's cool. The woman comes back. I take the towel. I grab the shovel. She also gives me a cardboard box. Cheap burial. And I go over to the cat, and I'm just about to put the towel over the thing, and I made cardinal sin. Big mistake. I looked at it. It had a face. It also had an eyeball that was dangling. It lost about 2 pints of blood. And I thought, okay, I'm doing the right thing, right? And suddenly I thought, wait a fucking minute. What am I doing here? 2 minutes ago, I was walking down the street with my honey. I'm going to go get laid. We're going to get back together. Life is beautiful. But no, I'm standing above a half-dead cat holding a shovel because some spineless prick inside is watching TV. And at that moment, I walked right up to the window, and I looked inside, and there he was. He's about 45. In his chair, eating popcorn, watching some stupid program. And I walked back over to the cat, and I thought, I'm going to put his face on the cat. You are dead, fucker. Put the towel over. I get a good grip. I bring the shovel up. Thud! Of course it's not going to die. It's not my night. Becky's dog, Tasha, is screaming her head off. Don't blame her. I mean, think about it. Here's this guy with a shovel beating a cat. So, okay, let's try it again. Pick up the shovel, hit it again 10, 15 times. Tom fucking cat! I'm just about to hit it again, and I hear Becky screaming something. And I look up, and I... What? Kill it harder! Kill it harder! You're not killing it hard enough! Kill it harder! Fuck you! I'm on vacation, baby! And at that point, the cat jumps up, towel and all, runs out into the street. I'm praying to God for a Mack truck, anything to come by and just lay it out flat, and I'll be done with it. Of course not. It's not my night. I run out, I get the cat, I throw it on the lawn, I step on its tail. Bam! It's done. I wrap it up in the towel. I put it in the cardboard box, put it by the curb. We resume our walk home. We are no longer holding hands. The effects of the conversation and the wine have now dissipated. It is dead silent, with the exception of Tasha. Barking, whimpering, screaming, wondering if she's going to be next. We get back home, we sit down in the living room, and we have a beer. Dead silent. We go to bed. We go to sleep. We get up the next morning, she takes me to the airport. We say goodbye. I never tell her how I feel. We never get back together. I get on the plane, and on the way home, I think, you know what? I am never, ever going to have a cat.